Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking. I'm Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. This is episode 376 today, so if you're just tuning in, you've missed a few. We are streaming live at ustreamtv.com. And if you want to watch the live stream, you go to ustreamtv.com. That's U with a U, not Y-O-U. Click, go all the way down to the bottom, click on the little word watch, and it's little, and you should be able to call it up. You have to type Dentally Speaking into your search bar, okay? Today, we're bringing you interviews from the Arnold Kids Fitness Expo that was held in Columbus a few weeks ago. So, let's go ahead and listen in. I have Kristen Duke at Atomic Weight Loss LLC. Is this for kids? What is this?
This is for all family members, whether it's adults, kids. It's good for the whole family. It has hundreds of recipes.
It's recipes.
It's recipes and workouts. So everything is 100% online. It's accessible from your phone. So like I said, hundreds of recipes and workout videos that the whole family can enter in and join in on.
It's like a workout video for a family.
Yeah, it's got over 100 workout videos for the family. So you get a weekly workout plan that you and your family can do. As I said, recipes involved as well.
Okay. Oh, he's pointing to something. And you go to www.atomicweightloss.com to sign up, and you and your family can begin today. So why is it called Atomic Weight Loss? You lose one atom at a time, or what happens?
No, because it's very effective, and it's like a blast. It's very fast and effective weight loss system. And it's also good for your smartphone. It works on smartphones, all your mobile devices, iPads, computers. You don't have to buy anything like DVDs or anything like that. It all streams live to your mobile devices.
To your phone. So you can just set your phone down. I get it. You don't have to do it in your living room. You can do it outside at a picnic.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's cool. Let me hang on to that. And that was Eric Frank, who originally didn't want to talk, but he changed his mind, didn't he?
Yes.
It's funny how people are so nervous about it. It's radio. I mean, I want to get a picture, but it's still radio. So does that mean, did you guys grow up with this program? No, did not grow up. It's radio. He's shaking his head.
No, myself and a doctor created this program about a year and a half ago because we saw so many different fitness industries out there that we felt missing holes. And I don't want to name any names, but we felt that we wanted to take the good stuff of all the ones that we've been exposed to and create a system that had everything, one-stop shop kind of thing. So it had the workout stuff and the nutrition stuff all in one package.
Okay. And you included children.
Yes. It's also great for children. We have kids love it. Believe it or not, adults don't like burpees, but for some reason, kids really like to do those.
What's a burpee?
You go to my website, you can find out.
You're not going
to
give me a hint?
Well, a burpee is basically where you jump down on the floor, lay your chest and knees on the ground, then you do a push-up, and you bring your feet up, and then you jump up in the air as high as you can go, and you repeat that.
Oh, I can see why adults wouldn't like that. I can see why kids would, but adults wouldn't.
Yeah, it burns a lot of calories, and like I said, you can do it anywhere you want, at your home, at the park, wherever you want to do it.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much. Eric Frank, Kristen Duke.
Yes, thank you very much.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
So now I'm at the Ohio Department of Natural Resources booth, www.ohiostateparks.org, and the woman here, Erin Shaw, she's speaking with some kids. She has some fur pelts, she has some turtle shells, even frisbees, and a welcome mat. And so, Erin, tell me what you're teaching the kids today.
Well, we're teaching the kids about the Ohio State Parks. We have 74 parks, And each park is a little bit different. They all offer different things. Most of them have free programming, such as canoeing, kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding. We have archery, guided hikes, all sorts of programs that we offer to the public. There's wildlife, and, you know, we're just encouraging kids to get outside and to get healthy and to explore the outdoors.
Cool. Now, there's 88 counties in Ohio, and you only have 74 parks. And I imagine there are some counties with more than one park. So any idea how many counties don't have a park?
I don't.
How many counties have more than three or four? Like maybe Franklin County probably has several, right?
Yes, that's correct. And in fact, I'm from Caesar Creek State Park, and that covers three counties. And I also help with Little Miami State Park. That covers five counties.
Wow, okay. All right, so you have furs, and you just want the children to know what animals are out there, right?
Yeah, so it's kind of a guessing game. That I'm always surprised if the kids know what these furs are, and some of the adults don't know what they are.
Yeah, I didn't know the mink. So there's mink. Is this beaver?
It is.
And is this raccoon?
The coyote.
Oh, coyote. Oh, my goodness. And then?
A fox.
A fox.
And this one's the raccoon.
Okay, I was close. And then what's that?
This is the real stumper right here. People think it's a squirrel, but it's missing its long rat tail. Do you have any guesses?
It looks like a small beaver, but I don't know. What is it?
It's a tricky one. This is a muskrat.
A muskrat. Okay, so that's the difference. They don't have a long tail, like a beaver without the long tail?
Right, that's right. It's actually much smaller and a really skinny, like a rat tail. And a beaver is actually the largest rodent in Ohio. They've got a big flat tail that smacks the water.
Really? And for a minute I thought I saw teeth, but I guess I'm not looking at teeth.
Yeah, they're just little whiskers.
Okay, little whiskers. This is neat. And then this is a what? What's this little device? A bow and arrow? An arrow that shoots rubber bands?
No, it shoots real arrows. This is a National Archery in Schools program. So we also do it in Ohio State Park. So you guys just have to show up for the program. We offer all the equipment. They're brand new Genesis bows. We have adult size bows and mini bows for the kids.
Where and when do they show up?
Well, you would check the website from Caesar Creek. We offer them once a week, usually on Saturdays.
Caesar Creek website is Caesar or Cedar?
Caesar Creek State Park.
.com?
Yes, we do have a local website.com, but if you want to find all of Ohio State Parks, it's ohiostatepark.org, and you can pull the drop-down box and see all 74 parks there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Erin. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so we came over to an area of the Arnold that looks like putting and chipping. This is Alan Chamberlain, and you're with Skyhawks Golf. Tell me about this program.
Yeah, we're Skyhawk Sports Academy. This is called Snag Golf. It's one of the 11 sports that we offer here in Central Ohio. Snag Golf means start new at golf, and it's everything set up for a kid to succeed inside of what everybody knows is a difficult game. Instead of the balls being made of golf balls and being hard, they are a smaller version of a tennis ball, and it sticks to all the targets instead of actually going inside of a hole. Every club is marked for the plate for the youth to put their hands to properly hold the club, and we teach the simple AYL technique, which will help the kid make contact, build confidence, and hopefully build a love of the game of golf.
What's AYL?
AYL is basically their stance. A is how they want to stand approaching the ball. Y is when they have the club, it'll form a Y. I know if you're on the radio here, it's kind of hard to see what I'm doing, but your arms will form a Y, and the club shaft will form the bottom part of the Y. And when they go to L, they'll keep a straight arm, and they'll create the capital L by breaking their wrist at the top, which will successfully get them on plane a lot more often than letting the arms come into a bent position.
Got it. We actually do live video, so I'm going to take a picture of all three of those positions right now, okay?
Okay, that's great.
Okay.
You want to do that? Let me put the suit on. I'll let the kids hit balls at me.
Okay. All right, so tell me the website again for this kids' golf.
www.skyhawks.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Okay, so I've just come over to the chess tournament area. I guess that's what we're calling it, right?
Chess.
Okay, and I am with?
Evan Shelton.
Evan. And I understand Arnold's going to come over and play.
Yes, at about 3 or 3:30, he's going to be playing Emma Chang. And last time I saw her, her feet didn't touch the floor when she sat in one of our chairs. So this should be a true David and Goliath type competition.
With her being Goliath.
I think so. On the chessboard, she will be the Goliath, yeah.
Okay, so you said you're with the, say it again.
The Ohio Chess Association.
It's ohchess.org.
Correct. And we promote chess here in Ohio. Organizers, coaches, you can find all that information at our website. Local clubs, basically anything you want to do that has to do with chess in Ohio, check out ohchess.org, ohchess.
Okay, so It's included in the Arnold. Is this the first year it's been included?
This is the first year it's been at the Arnold here in Columbus. I believe about a year ago they did it at the Rio de Janeiro edition of the Arnold Classic. And it's something, from what I've been told, Arnold himself wanted chess at his event. And here it is, the first year. So there's also a tournament going on, a Scholastic tournament going on at Nationwide Arena that's part of this as well. So just kids in that.
Wow. So basically it's fitness of the mind then, right?
Exactly. I'd love to see maybe next year chess and boxing, which is something that's been going on in Europe. So
wait a minute. Chess and boxing?
Chess and, yeah, you do one round of boxing followed by a three-minute blitz game of chess. Maybe you try to knock out your opponent before you have to sit down at the board, or you just cover up and hope you make it till the chess game.
I used to do karate, and we did... Every so often we got a chance to get in a ring and actually do fighting with the gloves, and there were rules and all that. Although the rules seemed to be if you tried to knock your opponent out, it was a foul. But if it was a nice clean blow and you weren't trying to be vindictive in any way, then it was legal. And I'll tell you what, that is so taxing, so physically taxing.
Right.
At first I thought it was strange, and I thought, well, I play chess and I did kickboxing. So, yeah, you could do them both, right?
You do them both, yeah. And I think you're right about the whole, the physical health. And, we know more and more about our mental health. Alzheimer's, dementia, chess can be something that we do to keep our mind sharp when we're trying to keep our bodies healthy as well.
Right, and I purposely don't store phone numbers in my phone so that I have to remember them.
I catch myself on those. The only phone numbers I remember are the ones I had from my childhood. People that aren't even living anymore, I can remember their phone number.
right. Now, they're not doing the boxing thing in Columbus, right?
No, that's something I've seen they've done in Europe, especially I think in London, in England, they've done it. And you can find that on YouTube. You find videos for chess and boxing.
Okay. So. Well, and because I was going to say, if you do, make sure the kids are wearing mouth guards, because they'll get their teeth knocked out.
We definitely want to take care of their teeth, and hopefully no concussions as well.
Right, but the full contact chess, don't have to worry about that.
We haven't had full contact chess, although with our giant chess sets that we have set up today, we did do blitz games. That's a five-minute time limit for each player, and so we had people running around trying to move these giant chess pieces and then get back to hit their clock in time.
Wow.
So that gave us a little bit of a workout. You usually don't see chess players sweat too much, but you did today.
Well, good. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and I will be hoping maybe we can come back when Arnold's here. We'll see.
That'd be great.
Take care now.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right. Now, soon we're going to do Dr. Kavicko's question of the day, and the winner is going to receive free flowers from Weistember Florist. They're going to be delivered to your place of business on Tuesday afternoon. All right. You may want to remember, though, that while wearing an athletic mouthguard is not something usually associated with chess, in London, England, they've combined chess and boxing, where you do one round of boxing followed by a three-minute blitz game of chess.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavicko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavicko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
I'm gonna love you with my hands, Dad. Show me your teeth. Tell me when. Show me your teeth. Open your mouth, boy. Show me your teeth. Show me what you got. Show me your teeth.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavicko's question of the day.
All right, and today's question is a true or false question. True or false, there is an event in London involving the game of chess and boxing where you box for one round and then play a three-minute blitz game of chess, making it a good idea to wear an athletic mouthguard while playing chess. Is that true or false? The winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko.
At Dr. Kavicko & Associates, a lot of people ask us if we're accepting new patients. They know we've been in business for 34 years and assume we're not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. We do accept new patients. After all, if we're doing our job correctly, we get our patients healthy, so all they need are routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. That leaves us free to take care of you. So yes, we do take new patients, and we would love to take care of you, your family, and your friends. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkavicko.com.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su estación favorita.
I bet everyone knows someone who is afraid of the dentist. In fact, 40% of Americans don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. The number one reason? Fear. Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we've been doing intravenous sedation since 1985, and we offer several sedation options, so we're certain we can help you. Want to be sedated for a filling? We do that. Want to be sedated for a cleaning? We do that. How about a root canal or a crown? We can sedate you for those too. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkavitko.com.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kavitko, let's go!
And we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We have some callers on the line. Let's go with Karen. Hey, Karen, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Dr. Kavitko?
Good. I'm fine. And so do you have an answer to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day?
It's true.
True. That's right. So I had somebody say they think that maybe you should have like one chest move and then you take a swing at the other person. What do you think of that?
Sure, why not?
Instead of waiting till the end. Anyway, so Carrie, what do you do for a living?
I work at Cardin City Talk, and we make catalytic converters for Honda.
Catalytic converters. Okay.
Yes.
We like people that convert catalysts, or whatever that is. All right, Karen. Well, hey, thank you for calling. Stay on the line so we can get your information to make sure you get the flowers from Weissdember, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. So if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is Stanley speaking. Today we're bringing you interviews from the Arnold Kids Fitness Expo. Okay, so tell me your name. What's your name?
My name is KJ.
KJ, and how old are you?
7.
You're 7. Does that mean you're in second grade?
Yes.
Second grade. Okay. And why did you come to the Arnold Classic? Why are you here?
My mom took me here to have fun.
To have fun so you would be healthy?
Yes. Her name is Nicole.
And her name is Nicole. Wait a minute. Come on over closer to your mom. And because mom said to learn about...
I brought him here to the expo to learn about sports and fitness.
So he can learn about sports and fitness.
Yes. It's a me honor.
So he can be healthy.
Yes.
So come here for a sec. Tell me your name again. I forgot already.
KJ.
KJ. Does that stand for anything?
Yes. Kamaje.
Kamaje. Okay. But KJ is kind of a nice nickname. So KJ, you want to be healthy, right?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me about when you get up in the morning. What do you do first?
Put on my clothes.
Okay. Then what else?
Then I brush my teeth.
You brush your teeth. Good deal. Every day?
Yes.
Okay. And you do that so your teeth will be healthy, right?
Yes.
Good. And then...
Sparkly.
Oh, he's showing me his teeth. Oh, look at... Okay, you're missing your... You got 6 adult teeth in there. Cool. What happened to them when they came out?
I look like a fool.
No. He said, I look like a fool. No. Where did the teeth go? Did the tooth fairy get them?
No.
Tooth fairy didn't get them?
No.
He gave you some fruit snacks. The tooth fairy took his teeth, gave him fruit snacks and some dollars.
So you got some dollars and some snacks. You forgot that, huh?
Last time.
All right, KJ. So are you going to play some chess now?
Yes.
Good. Chess is a great game. I love chess.
Yes.
It makes you smart.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you have fun, all right?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm on the news.
All right. Take care now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now I'm in an area called Disc Golf, PDGA, the Professional Disc Golf Association, and I am with Mike Nevitt.
Yep, we're the Columbus Flyers Disc Golf Club here in Columbus, Ohio. We have about 15 to 20 disc golf courses here in the Central Ohio area, about almost 200 in the state, varying from city parks to backyards, a little bit of everything. Great for the whole family, you know, spend some time with the kids. Easiest sport ever to pick up, and it's a lot easier than ball golf.
I could probably attest to that because I do the regular golf not very well. Okay, so tell me what are the rules and how is this set up? There's 18 holes, that sort of thing?
Most courses have 18 holes, and literally the rules are exactly like ball golf. They have a tee pad and a pin, and you throw your first disc off the tee pad. Wherever it lands, you take your next disc and keep throwing until you get the disc in the basket, then you pull it out, and then you move on to the next.
I noticed that this basket here, it's chains,
yep.
And what happens if it lands on top of all those chains?
Unfortunately, if it lands on top, it doesn't count. It has to be supported either by the chains or it has to be sitting in the basket for it to count.
So then it's one more stroke because you have to lift it out of there and drop it in.
You're exactly right. You mark it just directly below where it is, and then you just have to put your foot there and and throw it in, and that's always a painful putt, those one-footers, they really are.
Okay, so I think there's one at High Banks Metro Park, right?
Unfortunately, High Banks isn't there any longer.
What happened?
It got taken out quite some time ago, and those baskets are now down at Griggs Reservoir off of Riverside Drive.
Why would they take it out?
It was long and complicated, but it just had to do with a bad crowd and just a bad location.
Oh, okay. Damage, people were doing... Okay,
yeah,
got it.
You know, disc golf, we're struggling. It's been around since the 70s, and it had a real bad rep for about 20 years, you know. A lot of people associated with hippie culture, and there was a lot of talks about drinking and things like that on the course.
They do that with real golf.
That's true, but it's more frowned upon on disc golf, unfortunately, because it takes place in city parks, not on private golf courses.
I got it. I don't drink. I'm not the one that goes out and gets drunk playing golf. I'm bad enough without the alcohol. If I had alcohol, I wouldn't even be able to see the ball. But anyway.
I say the same thing.
So how much is one of these? Sure, we can talk. You want to talk? Okay, what's your name?
Nick.
Nick, and how old are you?
12.
12. And does that mean you're in 7th grade, 6th grade?
6th.
And how long have you been doing disc golf?
Today.
Today? You're just learning about it today?
Yes.
You think you like it? Well, it looks like you're pretty good at it. You just made a goal. Or what's it called? It's not a goal. What's it called when you get it in the basket?
I don't know.
What's it called when he puts it in the basket?
It's called you got the disc in the basket.
Okay. It's not called a goal or a run or no?
No, like I said, the terminology and everything is just like ball golf. So if you had a name for it in ball golf, it would be the same thing.
So if it took you 8 strokes, it's an 8 when you get it in.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, do you guys ever throw these things at each other?
Yes.
You do. What's your name?
Jagger.
Jagger. And how old are you?
12.
12. So you're, same age. Okay. So why would you throw them at each other?
Just for the fun of it, I guess.
Okay. Anybody ever gotten their one hit in the mouth with a disc?
I've got hit in the head.
In the head? What about you?
I've got hit in the head.
In the head? Okay. Are you wearing a mouth guard?
No.
You're not doing anything to protect your teeth?
No.
No? How about you?
Mm-mm.
Anybody get a concussion with disc golf?
Not really, no.
Not really. You play ball golf? You call it ball golf?
Yep, that's correct.
Rather than real golf. You don't want people to use the term real golf, probably.
I don't think golfers would want it to be even called real golf.
Well, you're right, because most of us can't golf.
Yeah.
So it's called disc golf. And how much would one of these, this looks like a backyard, you call them goals or baskets? What do you call them?
They're called baskets. That yellow one back there and this one are considered more permanent baskets. These range about $350. One like this, which is considered a portable, which most disc golfers have in their backyard, ranges about $120 to $130.
Okay. So how many of those would you need if you wanted to set up a course in your backyard? Would you just keep moving that one or would you try to have 9 or 18 of them?
It really depends, you know, what the budget allows and how much space you have. That's the great thing about this sport. You know, you can go out and just pick a tree in your backyard and grab one $10 disc and you can just play just like that. It's called object golf. You know, back in the 70s, that's how it started. Then the baskets came more prevalent and the sport evolved to what we have today. But, you know, just because we have baskets and specialized discs doesn't mean you just can't take a generic disc and that pole right there and just play and just have a good time.
You know, that reminds me, I stayed at a bed and breakfast. Well, it's kind of like a little resort and they advertised that they had golf. Well, what they had was one hole with 4 different tees so that you could hit it from a different spot each time.
Yep. Frisbee golf or disc golf is the same way. In fact, the course out at Hoover right now has 2 pin placements and 2 tee placements for each hole. So it's a 27-hole course, but when you configure, think about all the different configurations, I mean, there's over 100 different types of holes you can play there. It's really great.
It's interesting. Okay. Well, this will get kids out and they're active, and when you have your children active, not only are they healthy, but they're not in trouble.
Yeah, and if this is any example, the kids here are loving it. You know, they're running around throwing discs everywhere. I haven't seen a kid yet that hasn't left with a big smile on his face.
Perfect, and especially if they've brushed their teeth today.
Absolutely, 100%, and floss.
That's right. All right, Mike. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko ici sur votre radio préférée.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains. But with us, you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call us 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkavitko@aol.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Are your teeth crooked? And while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years. What if I told you that you could straighten your teeth in 6 months between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us today at 614-262-9588.
I'm Grandpa! And I go to Dr. Kavitko and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of dentists and the dark. Oh.
And we're back. I'm Dr. Kavitko. If you're just joining us, this is Dentally Speaking. Today we're bringing you interviews from the Arnold Kids Fitness Expo.
Oh, and I just came by another booth that they are teaching kids a little bit about karate. It's something that I did with my family and my children a long time ago, and I think it's very, very good to do as a group. It does make you healthy. It also makes kids safe, so he's in the middle of a class. I'm not sure if I'll be able to talk to the gentleman or not, but maybe we will come back later. Hi there, how are you?
I'm fine, Myron Leff with the Interscholastic Equestrian Association.
You know, I wonder, tell me about that, because we now have horses at an Arnold Classic, and I was curious how that came about and what does it entail?
Well, this is perfect for the Arnold Expo for the kids because the Interscholastic Equestrian Association, which was founded here in Columbus in 2002, has kids ride in the hunt seat in Western disciplines for kids to ride in grade 6 through 12. So they're between 11 and 19 years old.
And where are the horses here today?
Yes, there are horses here. We just finished up today's competition, but we start again at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, and we'll go to 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We will do a Western competition and a hunt seat demonstration tomorrow around noontime.
So each child brings their own horse?
No, that's the best part about the IEA, the Interscholastic Equestrian Association, is there is no need to own a horse.
Wow, that's really neat.
Yes, we have 11,000 kids in the program across the United States, and they don't have to own a horse. All horses intact, mounts, everything you need to compete is provided by the IEA to each child in the competition.
Wow, so this gives city kids and inner city kids a chance to try this out.
This gives every kid that has an interest in an equestrian sport a chance. Yes, it does. It helps from the inner city to very privileged background, but even if you owned a horse, you can't use it in competition because it's a blind draw format.
Oh, okay, so you don't get the good horse.
No, you don't know
what you're getting.
You don't get, it's an even playing field, and we are now the largest supplier or feeder of college sports, equestrian sports in the country. They come out of the IEA.
That's really awesome, and it's right here in Central Ohio.
We were founded here in Central Ohio, and we now have the 11,000 riders in 36 states.
Sounds neat. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so, you know, I have to say that I didn't know what I would find when I went to the Kids Fitness Expo. I didn't know if there'd be a bunch of kids pumping weights, you know, or whatever, but this is pretty cool. And, you know, it talks about them being healthy, you know, their mind being healthy, their body being healthy. And, of course, you have to have a healthy mouth, literally, because if these children have abscessed teeth, if they have cavities, if they have things like that where they can't even eat without pain, they're not going to be healthy. And we do lots of charitable events each year where we take care of kids and adults. And you'd be amazed what we see when it comes to the decay in some of these kids' mouths. And there have actually been episodes of people dying because they didn't get dental care. All right, our Facebook page for the office is Dr. Kavitko and Associates. That's all the time we have. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kavitko. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1.
urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.